Okay, everybody, we are back. Elder David, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's kind of a little low. Can you say it again?
I was on speaker. Okay, I'm on phone now.
Hey, there you go. You're good. So anybody got a question or a comment about today's class, you can press 1 again. We're all back, y'all. Got plenty of time to get it in. You know, I'm going to judge by how many people pressing 1, you know, how long we're going to stay on. So we see somebody right here, 315-863, you are live.
Shalom, shalom, this is Sound Mind. Can you hear me?
Sound Mind,
sound.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Lion of Israel, what's up, man?
Nothing much, I'm chilling. How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed,
bro. We good. Yeah.
Cool. I just got a question about Shabbat. And it's funny because I just did a little Facebook class yesterday on Shabbat, Facebook Live, about why you go to church on Sunday and why do you go to church on Sunday and should you go to church on Shabbat. So that was pretty cool that you did a lesson on Shabbat too. But my question is concerning my business and everything about, so I'm a motivational speaker, right? And I get offers
mm-hmm.
to speaking engagements on Sabbath. But it's not specifically about the Most High. It's more so about, you know, positive message and teaching different principles on how to help students be better, how to help people be better, et cetera, et cetera. So do you think that I should take speaking engagements like that, or should I take, like, only speaking engagements when it specifically is to deal with the scriptures?
Well, if it were me, I would do it when it specifically deal with the scriptures. You know, like I said, any type of business that is not the Lord's business on the Sabbath, you should avoid it. The Hebrew Israelites, if you notice, they didn't deal with any kind of secular business. Now, there is a way where some people's secular businesses are their church businesses. You follow what I'm saying? In which case, that would be cool. But if it ain't got nothing to do with the Most High, it's part of like a business or a work or a company or something like that, you don't want to be doing it on the Sabbath. You follow what I'm saying? That's part of the work that leads up to the Sabbath. You follow what I'm saying? You don't want to do that if you don't have to do that.
All right. Just to be a little bit more clear, just to give you a better example, just so I get a better understanding. Let's say I get a speaking engagement about igniting your dream, and during igniting your dream, I refer to my faith as helping me ignite my dream in order to do the will of God and build His kingdom. Is that acceptable if I mix it in there, or is it more so still secular?
Well, you can't mix and match. It's either all good or it's not all good. You follow what I'm saying? Because your message, though it has a spiritual meaning to you, to them, it's still about igniting them, their dreams, which is more than likely based on them achieving something that got something to do with money or business. You follow what I'm saying? That's more than likely what that is. I don't mix and match the two. It's either Sabbath-oriented or it's not. Now, that's not to say that if you're doing something for the Sabbath, you can't use a secular example, because I do that all the time. But I'm not going to go to a secular engagement on the Sabbath and try to incorporate biblical, you know, terminology and ideology into that. I don't do stuff like that. If it's the Sabbath day, it needs to be dedicated wholly and completely to God, which means a convocation and no work, unless that work pertains specifically to the Sabbath, or if it's a job, which I said I get into on another class, that is allowed to be on the Sabbath, something like a doctor, a nurse. You follow what I'm saying? Firefighter, paramedic, you know what I'm saying? Things that require 24 hours around-the-clock maintenance, you know, taking care of old people. You follow what I'm saying? Things like that. These things require maintenance around the clock. It's not something that you can just say, well, we're going to leave it alone for the Sabbath. But being something like a motivational speaker, the world can do without that on Saturday. That's another way you can look at it, too. Like, can the world do without this on Saturday? You know what I'm saying? And plus, being it is your business, right? It's your business. you're even held more accountable because you got direct control over this stuff. Like, it's not like some people who may be listening that they're just coming into the knowledge of this and they're already working on the Sabbath and they got, like, strict rules and guidelines that you got to work at least one Sabbath a week or one Sabbath a year or something like that. You know, that's what they were doing before they came into this, and they're trying to get out of that. You follow what I'm saying? But somebody like yourself who's blessed to be able to determine when you can and can't do something, Sabbath day shouldn't even be on your mind. They should be like, shoot, I ain't got to do it. I'm in control of this. Sabbath ain't even an option. I ain't even going to throw that out there. I just tell these people Sunday to Friday, that's what I'm available. You know, Sunday to Friday, that's what I'm available. That's how I do it. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got another question, too. So is there anybody on the line, or should I keep going and let somebody else go?
I mean, there's other people on the line, but you can get another question in.
All right. So I'm also going into, like, Christian music as well. And I've seen, like, Christians and or people who believe in the word do, like, concerts on Sabbath because it's Christian music. But in another sense, it is still people, you know, like the maintenance people who deal with the electronics, the stage setup, the microphones and all of that. They're still working even though it's, like, Christian-based oriented. Is that something that's acceptable on Shabbat to do because it is God-fearing music? So it's just like a concert on like a Friday night, just all about the Almighty.
Nope, I would. Again, I wouldn't do it because you can't. There's few exceptions you can read about in the Bible where somebody did something that technically defiled the Sabbath, but God was okay with. The only example I can read about in the Old Testament is when they hadn't kept the Passover in a long time, and they kept it for 2 weeks straight. You follow what I'm saying? So, you know, they had to go at least past two Sabbaths. So, you know, with all the arrangements and stuff that they did, you know, like the feasting and stuff, you know, I can't imagine how no work was involved. Maybe they didn't do any work, but it says they kept it for 2 weeks straight. And we know when you're doing a holy day and feasting, you know, you're eating and you're cutting stuff up. I don't know. But when it comes to that right there, you know, setting up the concerts and all that stuff, no, that's not something you can do if you just going to do some Christian music, because that ain't something you have to do. Just because something is for the Lord doesn't mean that it's okay for you to break the Sabbath to do it. When I say something like for the Lord, I also mean something that he requires us to do, which also would technically have you breaking the Sabbath. He doesn't require us to do concerts. You follow what I'm saying? It's not something he requires us to do, but he does require us to take care of the sick. He does require us to feed the needy. That's something that needs to happen 24/7. And sometimes to feed the needy, you would have to do stuff like that would require you to technically break the Sabbath. Like if you're going downtown, you're trying to set up a table to feed everybody and stuff like that, but that's for the needy. You know, if you're taking care of people in hospitals and stuff, like that's work, but that's helping the sick. You know, there are things that you can do, but if it's not something that God tells you to do, which also in a way conflicts with the Sabbath observance, then you can't do that. I'm not going to say, well, because I'm doing this because it's Christian rock, that means God okay with it. Did God tell you you have to sing? Did he tell you that? No, he did not. So you can't try to use that as an excuse. But God did tell you you have to take care of the sick. He did tell you that. He did tell you you got to feed the widows and the orphans and the needy. He did tell you you have to do that. And sometimes in order for you to do that in this day and age, you have to put in some kind of manual or physical labor. That's like when Jesus healed somebody on the Sabbath. That's why when Jesus talked about an ox in a ditch, that's like an emergency where you would have to get your hands dirty. You would have to do some work on the Sabbath to get that ox out the ditch. Otherwise, the ox might die or any other thing might happen that could affect other things. But something like, you know, you going to a Christian concert or something and they send up all that and they doing all that work, for what? God didn't tell them they had to do that. That's something they choosing to do. And that goes into the category of you trying to do what Saul did when God told Saul to wait on Samuel and let Samuel do the sacrifice. And Saul was like, I'm going to do it. But Saul's intentions were pure. He was doing it to God, but God still like, you still violated. That ain't something you had to do. It's not like God told Samuel to tell Saul if you're running late. You know, tell Saul if you're running late, then he can do the sacrifice. No, that's a decision that Saul made. And even though he was doing it, because, you know, obviously he was making the sacrifice because he wanted God's favor, and he was trying to do it to please God, God still was like, no, you can't do that because that violated something earlier that I said you can't do. So when it comes to something like Christian rock, you know, or any type of gospel or whatever, there's nothing in the law that makes provision for us breaking the Sabbath to do something that even though we're doing it for God, that makes it okay. The only thing I ever see in the law and in the New Testament that makes breaking the Sabbath okay is emergency situations and something that he told us we have to do, which also would require us to work, even if it's on the Sabbath. You understand?
Yeah, definitely. I got a better understanding on it. Definitely appreciate that.
Praise God. We're going to move to the next person I see here. Thanks for calling in, Ariel. And make sure y'all tune in to these prayer sessions. From my understanding, he was having problems with Blog Talk this past Wednesday. So if not, he'll always alert y'all and let y'all know he'll do a Facebook Live. So make sure y'all tune in to these prayer sessions when you get a chance every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know. So moving along, we got 561-441. You are live.
Shalom, shalom, Brother Josh and ABT. How everybody doing?
Everybody's okay.
How are you,
sister?
I'm doing fine. I can't complain. Congratulations once again on the expansion of ABT. My question is, I've had people approach me, and I think I know you probably even have a different stance on when it even comes to the wilderness, but this is a question that's always been, I don't know if you heard it, has been thrown out there, such as the people with the lunar Sabbath, and they always come from a stance of, well, how are you going to know the Sabbath when we're in the wilderness and you don't have the Gregorian calendar or what have you? I don't know if you ever heard any question like that, but I was just throwing it out there to, you know, find out, what is your take on the lunar Sabbatarians throwing that out there like that? I just wanted to hear you.
I appreciate that. First of all, who even said that we wouldn't have a calendar in the wilderness? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Who's laying down the rules of what's going to be available in the wilderness and what not, when the scriptures don't even say one way or another? You follow what I'm saying? If this is going to happen sometime in the future, for instance, you read about Ben-Ami Israel, right? And even some people from GOCC who left America because they thought America was Babylon. And even those people who were with Ben-Ami and they went through the wilderness to get over to Israel, they even still had modern conveniences. You think they lost track of time? You think they didn't have watches? You know what I'm saying? See, a lot of stuff would have to be assumed. Like, you would have to assume all your cell phones are not going to be functional. You have to assume that nobody's going to pack any calendars. You would have to assume, and most calendars today, you know, you buy a 2019 calendar today, if you get to December, they got, like, three smaller calendars in, like, the upper right-hand corner, depending on what brand you get, telling you what
right.
the dates are going to be for the next 3 years to come. You follow
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
but who even said that? People are like, we're not going to have any calendars in the wilderness. Who told you that? Where you get that from? And then on top of that, in the wilderness, according to the Bible, you know, the place of safety or whatever you want to call it, because I got a class showing mm-hmm. that it's not even necessarily going to be a literal wilderness. Anyway,
right?
But even if you're in a literal wilderness, the Bible says it's only going to be for 3.5 years. And there are people right now smart enough, including myself, who can calculate days from now to the next 3.5 years from now and know exactly what day of the week it is, what month it is, you know, for 3.5 years from now. It's very easy to do. You could do it if you really just sat down and mapped it out, and then you could just test it and be like, go online and be like, in the year 2021, what day would, say, Martin Luther King Day be on? And then you just catch yourself and say, see, I was right, because I just mapped it out and counted it out. So, you know, for somebody to say something like that, they're making a bunch of assumptions of what's going to be available and what's not. And nowhere in the Bible, when you read about the wilderness, does it say, this is not going to be available, this is not going to be available, that's not going to be available. You know, where are we even getting this from?
These assumptions that these people be making, like the particular one you just brought up, sister, they're only designed to break your faith in Christ. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Okay. I definitely appreciate that, because You know, because, you know, I do the Sabbath, like the Friday, the Sunday, and the Saturday. But I've had people that actually, when that question comes to them, they just, their whole mind just automatically flips and go, oh, yeah, that's right. So we must got to follow the moon, because you're right. It's like their mind is going to some sort of futuristic state that we're not going to have a calendar, so we got to follow this moon. And I'm so serious, so I definitely would like, you know, to know if the do you have a class on that, like the lunar and
yes.
The vegetarian?
But sister,
do?
Let me tell you
yes.
this. Those same people can't tell you what's going to happen 2 weeks from now.
Right.
Exactly. It's on my online store. It's titled The Lunar Sabbath Lie.
Okay,
my
ooh. All right, I'm definitely going. Well, I can't go shopping yet. Well, no, it's over with over here, so I'm here to say I'm going shopping. But, yeah, I can go shopping. It's technically
so don't pay them no
Sabbath.
Attention. What's your name, sister?
Right. It's female Maya. I don't know.
Huh?
You know, I'm the female
Maya,
slash woman slash
it's Maya. Oh, she sound different. You sound different, sister. But you know that listen to them crazy people. Them people can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone 2 weeks from now. I don't pay those people no attention because they're only a setup to distract you from what you believe in, which is Christ and all the things that he had the prophets tell us and the good teachers that he have out of the day. There's a few. And they want to distract you with all kind of, just that and the other, you know, like they professors of this, that, and the other, but they don't know nothing. I don't pay them no attention. So don't you pay them no attention, Sister Maya.
I'm okay. I just felt bad for my brother that, when he got that question, he said that to me. I just kind of laughed to myself. I'm like, really? Like, that's all you flip for that reason? But nevertheless,
right,
I'll pray to the Most High. At least I can access Brother Josh thing and, you know, send it out, because that thing is, I'm being honest, that simple question that Lunar Sabbatarian posed to people that, you know, take the Friday and the Sabbath, when they throw that out there to them, for some reason, they just bite it and they flip off of that question. I don't ask me why, but that's definitely.
I've seen it happen. I follow you.
You've
seen
it
happen. Oh, yeah, definitely. Josh
I was like,
myself.
Really?
I mean, it's out there.
Flip for that reason? You know? Yeah, well, how are we going to tell? We got to have to get the moon. Somebody need to know. I'm like, oh, my God. Well, nevertheless. I'm like, I got to go to the doctor. You know, ABT, I told Brother Josh to stand for antibiotic for the truth. I had to heal these 12 doctors. Let me go to the doctor and see if we can get some prescription from my brother, because he is really, you know, nevertheless, moving on. I don't know, Brother Josh, do you subscribe to Jubilee?
The Book of Jubilee?
The Book of Jubilee. Yes.
I have a class title, Is the Book of Jubilee a True Book of Prophecy? And the answer is no. It's on my online store, too.
Oh, okay. The only reason I asked, because I think that was the one that I was going to pose my question from, that, I don't know, I mean, was that the one that said you couldn't have sexual relations on the Sabbath, or you were breaking it?
That is correct. That's the Book of Jubilee, yes.
Okay, because I knew Father would make us suffer like that, right? Okay, thank you. Nevertheless, all praise to the Most High. Great Sabbath lesson. I really appreciate it. Thoroughly edify. And nice hearing your voice again, Elder. To that, I'm going to
praise God, Sister Brian. Nice hearing you, too.
Yeah, I'm the sister slash women.
Exactly.
Slash female. All right, y'all.
Yes.
Have a good Sabbath.
Hey,
praise God, Sister Maya. And that's from that's a hidden reference to that when I referred to Emuna and Mayana as females, and they tried to make that offensive, you know. So you know when Maya posted under their video, you know she found that kind of weird. Even before I even did my reply, you know they tried to make it seem like I was being offensive because I called them females, and I was like, you know, I even asked them what women do you know who aren't females? Like, introduce me to those women. I ain't never heard of a woman that's not a female. Unless you're talking about some old transgender stuff, and I don't ascribe to that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand their weird thinking, because if female is offensive, well, then male is just as offensive.
Exactly. You know, but, you know, that's that feminism stuff. The feminist movement and all that stuff, they introduced that mindset. That ain't nothing biblical. That's just something they came up with that lets you know that them women are some undercover feminists. But moving along, we have Curious George.
Good afternoon,
morning, Brother George.
Good afternoon, Brother George and Elder Dave.
What's happening, Brother George? How you doing?
What's up, George? 2 cents.
I'm doing well. Praise God. Just checking in. Great class today. This is the fundamental stuff. This the milk stuff that people need. But you know, I want to just thank everybody for the blessings and the encouragement with us obviously becoming part of the ABT family. Right after that show, we put it up, and we've already been getting attacked and all these things. But, it's just good to hear the other brothers and sisters out there. You know, we've got our back, you know, so I appreciate that.
Praise God.
Yeah, well, praise God.
You can tell anybody from GOCC, they can forward all complaints to Brother Josh at ABT in the form of a debate call for you.
Yeah, that's not happening. It's more personal. They've been getting real personal, you know what I mean? So it's like, damn. It's
well, they're hurt.
It's a sad thing.
They're
hurt.
I mean, they're hurt, George. I mean, their feelings are hurt, you know, but they hurt your feelings first, you know, with disappointment and things of that nature, you know. So they'll be all right. They can stay over there. I mean, if they believe in their heart that GOCC is the truth and that's where they need to be at, then by all means, let them stay over there.
Exactly.
You know, but,
exactly.
But it's not your job to try to keep justifying your position and why you did what you did. You said what you had to say. They could take it or leave it. They could accept it or not accept it. But you don't have to keep re-explaining to these people or keep trying to convince them of your stance. You just tell them, look, I'm gone. Wish y'all well. You know, if they get too crazy, just block them. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Exactly.
They're
getting crazy,
today.
Man. They're getting crazy.
You know?
I was getting some phone calls late last night from some so-called bishops. You know?
Ha!
That I'm like, who the hell are you calling me up? Like,
exactly.
You know, I'm bishop.
But see, notice these same bishops didn't call you. They didn't call you when everything was going good when y'all was sending that money. Why you couldn't call me to check in? Hey, how's the church in Australia doing? You know what I'm saying? You bishop who? I ain't never heard from you. But when I leave GOCC, how do you even get my number? I ain't never gave you my number.
Yeah.
You feel me? But it's all good, boy. You already know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just happy to be a part of this, and I look forward to bringing forth more edification and getting hated on some more. So, yeah.
I told you last night. I told you, brother. Hey, man, I read that scripture to you. I told you, always turn to that scripture in Luke. This is
absolutely
what you have
now, and
this is what you're going to get. You're going to be hated for his name's sake because you're going to start speaking with a mouth and with wisdom that these adversaries cannot gainsay or resist. That's the problem they have had with Josh, and this is why they can't defeat him. And they don't know who they're fighting against. They're not fighting Josh. They're trying to fight what he's saying. But what he's saying is from the Lord, the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the King of kings.
That's right.
You can't beat that. You can't beat that.
Exactly.
No, you never learned that yet.
That's what I like about it.
So always go to that scripture. You get them calls, man, know that when you speak, hey, they can't flip it. They can't do nothing with it. They can't say that it's this. They can't prove it's wrong. They have nothing to combat what you're saying, and they hate that. Just like they hated our Lord and still to this day hate him to this day, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen. Hey, it's a celebration over here. We still, you know, they can't
praise
rain on
God.
Our parade.
Praise God. And God willing, it's going to be yet another celebration when and if we finally make that transitional trip to Australia. So
yes,
praise
indeed.
God on that again. And Sister Maya, if you're still listening, George can speak on that class I did about the Book of Jubilees because that's one of his favorites. You know, I'm going to move along to the next person though, so I can get to everybody. 832-788, you are live.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Josh?
Hey, Shalom.
Hello? Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay. How you guys doing, Brother David?
All right, all right.
We blessed.
Hey, guys, this is the first time calling. This is Brother Ike, Brother Josh. I was trying to communicate with you on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So first time calling,
so
it's a blessing. You know, like I said, I've been listening to your lessons for a while. And like Brother George, that was like his testimony. I heard the show yesterday, and I heard his testimony. That was like my testimony, you know. When I first heard it, you know, you kind of threw me off a little bit, but, you know, listen to you more, you know what? You had an awesome ministry, brother. I just want to congratulate
Praise
you.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Question I want to ask you, I know, far as like on salvation, you know, far as the Sabbath, do you lose your salvation if you are not doing the Sabbath?
No. You do not lose your salvation if you do not do the Sabbath. You lose your salvation if you deny Jesus Christ. But
okay.
It's the flip side to death.
Go ahead. Thank you, sir.
Obey Jesus Christ by doing what he did. So it's not that you're not doing the Sabbath that makes you lose your salvation. It's you losing your salvation by not following Jesus and doing what he did. So if you can't say, well, it's the Sabbath in itself. It's whatever Jesus did, you know, to serve the Father, which would be Torah observant, as well as, you know, having faith in Jesus. It's not just the Torah observant. You have to have faith in Jesus. You follow
Man,
faith,
let me give
so
you. Let me give you a script, Ike, that you know this scripture
mm-hmm.
by heart. It says,
okay.
That mind which was in Christ Jesus, let that mind be where?
Also in me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Also in you, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Exactly. So that's what you're supposed to be doing. So that's how you lose your salvation. No amount of law-keeping, Sabbath observance, or anything will get you into the kingdom. Neither will
okay.
the lack thereof keep you out of the kingdom. What's keeping you out the kingdom is you refusing to accept the Son and follow him.
That's right.
You follow them
okay.
That's,
yes,
that's what's
yes,
ruining your salvation.
Now, yeah, you know, basically you pretty much answered all my questions that I was going to ask you. You know, like I said, but awesome message today. You know what? Great message. You know what? You always have a great message. You know, Brother David, you know what? When I first heard Brother Josh, I heard your song, and that song really did bless me. I ain't gonna
Praise
lie,
God,
it blessed
bro.
Me. All right, believe it or not, that song blessed me, man. And you know what? And, you know, I think you got another song that's also on there, too. I'm not too sure. But you know what? Awesome word, man. Awesome
well,
song.
It's on CD. If you want one, give me some information. I'll get one to you.
Okay, certainly will. I text Brother Josh, you know, my information, and everything, and just give me a call. You know what? And I'll purchase one. You know,
will
do. It's an awesome song.
Well, praise God.
Hey,
Brother Josh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Josh and I went through a thing with that song. When I wrote that song,
oh, yeah.
I had no idea at the time what I was writing. However, it was given to the former place that we came from, and they rejected it because I left the camp. And so they pulled it off of everything, and when they threw it down after it had attracted all the people, because it was God sent. It had nothing to do with me. I was just a vessel that God used to bring forth the lyrics and all that, the melody. And it attracted so many people, so when I knew it was officially, they didn't want it, I took it, and then I made sure that ABT had it so nobody else can use it unless they get permission. So it's a blessing because I knew from then till now that it still has that same spirit on it, the spirit of God, because people will get it because we've all been through it.
Yeah, sir. And you know what? It really did bless my soul, believe it or not, you know.
Praise God.
Like I said, Josh, keep it up, man. Great word. You know what? You opened up my eyes, like I said, to the word, believe it or not. You know, we'll keep doing what you're doing, brother. I'm a Sunday Christian. You know what? I don't brag on a Sunday Christian, guys. You know what? Cool it down a little bit, you know. And like I said, it's a lot of Sunday Christian. You know what? Believe it or not, we all was taught certain things, and y'all know it, you know. So just keep doing what you're doing. I'm pretty sure God's going to continue to listen, you know what, and I'm doing my best, you know what, to tell everybody the truth, man. So I really do appreciate you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Good night.
Praise
God. You know, always good to hear from you, and especially for the first time actually calling in, because this brother, as he said, he maintains communication with me via message on Facebook. So going down the line, 240-731, I think this is Brother Joaquin, K to the C again. Go ahead.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, my brother.
Brother KCE.
What's up, Elder? Just getting back to the question I had when I was cut off. Don't even attempt to call me cut off KCE.
Cut off K to the C.
But no, when it comes to the scripture, you were you guys were breaking down to me and enlightening me on as far as the Passover and taking the Passover 30 days later.
Right.
And we got cut. Now,
right.
What is the scripture that I can actually go to that will, you know, just give me some information that would enlighten me on this, you know, this situation? Because, I mean, what I saw was, like, in Numbers. I saw in Numbers, like, 9 and 7, 9 and 6, somewhere around there. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. When it said, like, if somebody is unclean or for whatever reason that they can't, you know, keep the Passover, that you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you guys were, we were talking.
Yeah, this
about
is Numbers
it,
9 and 11. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, right. Yes.
Okay.
Like, you know, verse 13 and verse 10. In other words, there were provisions, you know, look what it says. Well, I'll let you read it, Casey. Read verse 10 and 11, Numbers 9, 10 and 11. Read that.
9, 10 and 11. Okay. This is Numbers verse 9 and 10. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord. Verse 11, the 14th day of the second month at even they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
See, that's how they did it. It's something, what they were giving you is like a reason why you would have to miss it, like you said, in the far journey. In other words, anything that incapacitates you for not being able to do it. It was just giving examples of that. You follow what I'm saying? Then you just postpone it to the next month. I've never read anything in there about you can keep postponing it. You follow what I'm saying?
No.
You know, and plus, even if you didn't postpone it, I mean, this falls into the category of like an emergency.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you had people in ancient Israel where there was a scenario where the Passover or any holy day came around, and these people were just too sick to partake of it.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying? You know, for whatever reason.
But,
you know, I don't think God held that against them. I mean, we've all been following the activity of what's going on with your son, you know, the people you've been telling, and you've been public about some of it. And this is not something that you want to just play with or postpone like it's some kind of baseball game or something.
Yeah,
you follow what I'm saying? This is something, you know, that you need to do. But it's also good to know that you got this in here.
And I want to say one thing to you, Casey. You know this in your heart, as I and Josh and all of ABT family members know. God always provides.
That's right.
So let me say this. There is no reason, and this is what, and my plan was to go ahead with this procedure that he has to go through. Okay, he has reading and there is no reason for me and my wife to not be able to take the Passover. We can do it. We can go right in the parking lot of the hospital, and we can take the Passover right then and there. And this was concerning my son, you know what I mean? Because he will not be able to take in any fluids. He can't eat anything for 24 hours once this procedure has actually gone through it. You follow what I'm saying? So we can do it, my wife and I, and I was just really worried about my son as far as him partaking of the Passover. So with him, I get it now. I see exactly what you're talking about. He can do it 30 days later, which he will do. Right. I mean, I thank you, brother, for that. I mean, because that was on my, it was on my heart big time. You know what I mean? And, also, one other thing I wanted to bring up, I mean, and Brother George, that did you see the Marco Polo that George put up this morning? Did you guys
see that?
Yeah,
I saw it.
Oh, man, that was great.
Yes,
brother.
It was.
I mean, I'm like, man, that brother, man, him and his family were out there, man, and doing that thing. And Josh, you already know, off the rip, my wife was like, let's go to Australia. I'm like, hey, I'm like, really? I'm like,
that's right.
You remember I told you, I texted you that, Josh, right?
Yes,
I'm like,
yes, I remember,
oh,
yes.
Hey. I'm like, we can do it.
You,
I mean,
you,
hey.
Did you see what they were working with out there, though, Casey?
Yeah, man, I love
man,
it.
That's,
it
that's
hot,
hey,
man,
that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? State of the art.
This is not disparaging in any way, shape,
nope,
or form. But with Poppy's on that grill, just grilling some eggs. Up,
yes,
I like
sir.
To get on the grill,
yes, sir.
And put some beef on that grill with them. You know what I'm saying? But man, hey, fabulous class, man. It was a great class, and it was a cutting class. Because it cut me deep. I'm just going to be honest. I'm not going to hold anything back because I'm going to confess my sins to the brethren. I've been working, man, but I'm going to talk to you, Brother Josh, and Elder David, because you guys, you guys are my elders, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to talk to you about it because of my situation and the position that I'm in. I work a lot of Saturdays, man. I work a lot of Shabbat. And I get off way before class. But yet still, I'm working. And I am the sole provider for my family because of what is going on with my son. I mean, just being honest. What's going on with him. My wife, she takes care of my son. And I love her for that. And, I mean, God bless her for that. I don't have to worry about that. Because, I mean, the only thing I have to worry about is providing for them. And the position that I have been elevated to and within my job, I've been in my job for 23 years now. And we normally, I'm just going to put it out there, we work 7 days a week. And prior to me being on the shift that I'm on now, I was on the third shift where I can go in at 7 o'clock. And I don't have to do anything, period, until the sun goes down. And I'm not breaking the Sabbath at all. Because once the sun goes down, and I can begin my work. But now that I work at 3:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock, whatever I get up, 3:30, whatever. And it's like now I'm literally breaking the Sabbath.
Well,
but I have to do it in order to provide. It's like if I don't, because of what's going on within my family situation, I would be, man, I would just be swamped. How will I survive? You know what I mean?
Well,
but,
Casey,
I mean,
can I say one thing, brother? Not to cut you off. Prayer changes things. That's all you can do. When I first started working on the job that I have now, and I've been on this job a long time, way past 23 years, I was working every Sabbath. And then when I came into the Word, I was still working every Sabbath. However, I started understanding the Word and the Sabbath and all of that. I prayed and the Lord adjusted my thing to where I was made. I kept elevating my position till I was the account manager. So I don't work weekends anymore, except I'm on the contract. And my contract states that at least twice a year I must work on the Sabbath. And guess what? It's along that time where everybody want to be merry and trees and lights go up and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing I can do about that. Because I look at it this way. God understands my position as he understands all of ours. And if you pray, he'll bring about change when he's ready to do so. But under the circumstances, my point to you is just this. You have a situation that you have to deal with, and don't let it eat you alive or worry about it. Just pray on it. That's all you can do. But you can't quit your job.
Right. And like I told everybody before, I don't tell nobody to quit, because I'm not about to pay KC bills. You follow what I'm saying? You know, now don't get it twisted. If I was a rich man, then I'd be telling everybody who got to work on the Sabbath to quit and come work for me, and I would take care of you. But the situation is, like, you know, like I tell people, this is something you were doing when you got into this. This is not something that you had the full understanding of and then chose to do. You do the best you can, and you pray. Like, I remember I had a situation with LeVar. It was years ago, and LeVar, he was talking to me just like you saying now, man, this, that, and that. What should I do? I told him the same thing. Don't just up and quit. Pray on it. The Most High will change the situation. And if he
does,
he can call in and give his testimony. He'll tell you that not only did he not have to work on the Sabbath anymore, he got another job that paid him even more money.
Yep,
you
I remember that. He was going through that.
You know, so exactly. So, you know, the Most High sees your situation, and he's not going to just put you in a situation where, especially with the son and stuff, I don't think he would just put you in a situation where, you know, on top of that, then there's this. You know, he knows your heart. He knows what you want to do, and he's going to take care of you.
Exactly.
That's how I see it. You know, you got to remember that the Most High made you born in this situation in the first place. It was him that made you born into this country that doesn't really observe or recognize his Shabbat. He knew that.
Right.
He the one put us over here. You know?
That's right. Right.
And the book says that if you in the land of the heathen recall these commandments and try to turn back to him, then he will turn your situation. That's
right.
What it says. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He'll turn your situation where you don't have to. See, this is the way God works. As long as you want to keep breaking his laws, he's going to keep letting you do it. But if you see that you're really vexed by having to work on the Sabbath and you really don't want to do it, but at the same time, you know that you know you got to provide for your family, you're going to say, you know what, I'm going to do something for Brother KC. I'm going to put him in a situation where he don't have to do that no more, and he can still observe by Shabbat. That's the way it goes. You follow what I'm saying?
Right. Indeed. I just say, man, praise God for you, brothers, man. Man, I love this, man. I just love being a part of ABT, man. And once again, man, this is the third time I'm telling Brother George, Curious George, welcome from the family
and
the family.
And,
man,
you know, KC, this class, man, when Josh said it, I never gave it a thought, but I can't remember him ever doing a straight-up class in this in-depth on the Sabbath day, and I haven't even done one. And I was like, I was shocked, really. I was surprised. I said, wow, because I always assumed that everybody knew. You know what I'm saying? That was just my take on it. Everybody knew about it. Everybody knew the pros and cons and so forth and what thus said the Lord about the Sabbath day and so forth from the beginning. So I just didn't think it was necessary, but I found out today that it was absolutely necessary, and it was also refreshing, my brother. So great class today, Josh, man.
Right. And I mean, like I said earlier, right, with him and Kevin, they converse. Sometimes you got to go back to basics, man, because even those that have, you know, heard various classes throughout the years, when you go back to the basics, it refreshes your memory. It brings the word back to the forefront of your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And makes you literally understand and just, you know, follow and learn and live what you've learned. You know what I mean? You have to live what you learn. And it just brings it all back to the forefront once again, man. I mean, there's nothing wrong with going back and relearning everything that you've learned before. So
absolutely.
I just want to say, man, it's been a great conversation, my brothers, man. Love you guys. It's your brother KC, man.
Love you too,
man.
Brother KC.
All right, man. I'm out.
Praise God.
You know, we love you too, Brother KC. And y'all make sure y'all pray for KC's situation and his family. You know, because, you know, that's a good brother right there. And he's always, him and his wife, they've always supported this ministry from day one. And just in case y'all don't know, every week the quilt that his wife made for me and Big Baby with our YouTube pictures on it, right? I use this quilt every day as the cover for the table every week. Every Sabbath, for the cover of the table when I do my lesson. So I whip that thing out every week. And when I
move, indeed,
I'm trying to like hang it up somewhere, like in the fun room or whatever I'm gonna call that. But you know what I'm saying? I love it. I'm gonna put them plates on display too. You follow what I'm saying? We're gonna have to send some plates out to Brother Josh too. Yeah, not Josh. I said Josh. My own dang name, George. You follow what I'm saying? Well, I guess two plates out for George. You know. But moving along, I think this is for sure. I think this is Brother Brandon. Brandon, is that you? 530. What's up, man?
Oh, what's happening, bro? Can you hear me?
What's going on, Brandon? How you doing?
Hey, can you hear me, Josh?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay, okay. Yeah, I don't know what was happening. I couldn't hear. Couldn't hear nothing. Man, God bless you guys, man. Shalom.
Praise God.
Shabbat shalom to you guys.
Praise God.
Shabbat shalom.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice, Elder Dave.
Hey, thank you, man. I'm glad
yeah, guys,
to be heard.
And, yeah, it's good to hear from you, man. And you know,
thank you, friend Ben.
Yeah, it was funny. You know, that old girl who called in. You know, she was trying to say like a different election from the church in Israel. You know, it seemed to me like she was kind of trying to say that the church doesn't have to keep the Sabbath. But Isaiah
right.
56, you know, is one scripture. I don't know if you, I don't think you guys went to it, you know, but it was pretty clear when you read Isaiah 56.
About, yeah,
I'll just
not
read it one verse
Sabbath.
Real quick. And the sons of the street.
The
mm-hmm. Right.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and
I'll
read. Go ahead.
Real quick, but you know where I'm going. I was waiting for you to take her there. It says Isaiah 56. I'm gonna just read verse 6. And also the sons of the stranger that joined themselves to the Lord to serve Him and to love the name of the Lord to be His servants. Every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of My covenant, even them will I bring into My holy mountain. I will make them joyful in the house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon My altar. For My house shall be called a house of prayer for all people.
Did it say one or every? Did it say every what? Every who?
Yeah.
Every one?
Every one.
Oh, okay.
Every
one.
Okay. Yeah. Mhm. Everyone, yeah. But yeah, man, just it was a great lesson, brothers, and you know, I'm glad you did it. I had a question, man, real quick. I know what happened to Brother Big Baby is I'm just kind of curious, like, how come he never reads for you, or is he still around and doing
oh,
good?
Man, Big Baby is, yeah, he's great, man. He on deck. See, here's the thing, and I tell people this all the time. Before ABT went on social media, Big Baby used to be the only person that reads every week, in and week out.
Yep.
You follow what I'm saying? See, I mean, for years.
Yeah.
We're talking like 4 or 5 years, right? So, and when we finally got on Blog Talk, because, you know, I couldn't even do it on Pal Talk. So we finally got on Blog Talk, and, you know, you can have other people call in and be right on the mic with you. I wanted to give other people some time to read and give Big Baby a rest. But every now and then, though, Brandon, by request, if you request Big Baby, he will come out and read. All you got to do is be like, yo, I want Big Baby to read. I want to hear him again. He'll do it because he don't did it before. You know what I'm saying? So he's around. He's great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listens in every
time,
you know.
He's our standard bearer, brother, for readers. Brother Big Baby set it in place as to how ABT readers do, and that's what I go by myself. I think about Big Baby because, like Josh say, hey, he was the only voice we heard for a long time, and it's a blessing, man, to just think back, and I think about some of those lessons he read on, and he just basically does it for me. I think about it, and I don't try to emulate him, but I put in what I saw him put in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask you, brothers, too, man, and, you know, it's been a rough week for me, and my youngest son, he's 1 year old. His name is Judah. But he climbed up to the stove and a hot some hot oil poured on him, you know, and so we had to get airlifted to the to like a burn center, you know. But I just want you brothers, you know, if you can, man, maybe later just put in a prayer, you know what I mean, that he heals.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Man.
That he heals good.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. And make sure, you know, you also if Brother Ariel is listening, sound mind, you know, make sure, you know, you let him know that too. And also, he can give you that information, or Brother KC can give you information for the prayer sessions, because this brother put in prayers every week by request live every Wednesday night on Blog Talk. He got his own Blog Talk show just like this. He can give you the number. You call in, repeat the situation. If he's listening, he's going to make a note of it, and he's going to do it anyway. But if you just want to tune in and just witness it and pray with him, you can do that too. But if he's not listening, I will make sure that I will contact him and let him know, you know, Brandon from California, his son had to be airlifted because he climbed up on the stove, hot oil burned on him from like a pan or something. He had to be airlifted. I know that's like you're dealing with like second, third degree burns there, so I know. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'll make sure I run that to him, and he'll definitely shoot a prayer up live on the out right then and there because he's about that. That's what he do.
Cool. I appreciate it, guys. God bless you guys, man. And
praise God.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shabbat shalom. Praise God. Thank you for calling in. Well, now I got two 203 numbers. I'm going to say this one right here is cut off Kel. Could be wrong.
You getting good, brother. You getting good. What's going on?
What's going on, Kel? How you doing, my brother?
What's going on? Hey, oh, man. Great class, fellas. Elder, it was great to have you on deck. You know, I didn't know if I was going to have to come slide through because Josh had asked me to fill in. And then at the last minute, he was like, Elder's back on deck. I'm like, cool. You know what I'm saying?
I lost track of time for a minute there. I don't know what I was thinking about, man. I was just resting today. Matter of fact, this is one of the better Sabbaths, but I really, really laid into that rest, Kev, and I was really taken by it, man. It felt so good, and I lost track of time.
So, Elder, you do this week in, week out. You know, it's okay. You were strictly following that Sabbath. No worries. So, but just a couple of things, man. First, I want to give a quick shout out to Big Baby, you know, because that's my dude. Like, in the early days, or when I first started reading, like, I looked at Big Baby like, however he did it, Kevin, you do not deviate.
That's
right. You know
what
I'm saying? Like, that's how it was. Like, I was like, I'm not deviating from Big Baby style at all. Because, like, for those who don't know, or who really, you know what I'm saying, like, really never heard Big Baby read, like, his style is more so like Josh is like that thunder, you know what I'm saying? And, like, Big Baby just like that calm, you know what I'm saying? So Big Baby really would, outside of reading the scriptures, he would give no commentary or next to no commentary. You have
to
go
looks,
back.
Kev,
exactly.
But those looks from his face, man, be like a solid lightning strike, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Big Baby starts shaking his head like, man, these people crazy. That's the most you get from him. That's the most you get from him.
So y'all say that Big Baby, like, was the blueprint for the readers?
Right.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's true. Yes. Yes, I say that absolutely.
I give more commentary now, but when I first started reading, I was like, Kev, do not deviate. Say nothing other than read the scriptures. That's it. Because that's how Big Baby did it. I would not deviate. It took me a while to, like, break that. You know what I'm saying? But always respect to Big Baby, you know, due to all the years that he put into the ministry, for sure.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to say that. But second, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, just on the whole Sabbath thing, Josh, I think I heard a woman, you know, kind of go toe-to-toe with you a little bit about, you know, kind of speaking on the Sunday goers or whatever, or speaking about how non-Israelites didn't really have to keep the Sabbath. And I just want to point out something, because one thing that, and I'm not saying she's a Sunday goer, but she reminded me of Sunday goers. One thing that Sunday goers typically try to do, especially when they start talking about that under the law situation, is they'll say things like, well, you know, and it's always a Sabbath conversation, but they'll say things like, oh, well, you know, the Jews were under the law, you know, that's because they were trying to keep the law. And that blows my mind, because when you read the scripture, Jesus never described the Jews as law keepers. He described them as law breakers.
Yep.
That's right.
They received the law. They received the law, but they did not keep the law. Paul said that.
You're right.
Stephen said that.
Yep.
Jesus said that. You could read all throughout the Gospels, they are never described as law keepers. So if being under the law means keeping the law, then Sunday goers got to show me where the Jews were described as law keepers, because they're always described as law breakers. Which leads you to conclude that if you are under the law, you are a lawbreaker. So if you, as a Sunday goer, know, because Sunday goers are not a part of Jesus in a silo. They are grafted into the commonwealth of Israel. Israel kept the Sabbath. So if you are taking it upon yourself, Sunday goer, to not keep the Sabbath, you are doing that which is contrary to God and what is contrary to the commonwealth of Israel. So I just want to point that out. You know what I'm saying? I just want to point that out, brothers.
Absolutely.
Praise God.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you know,
praise
always
God.
Good for cut off Kev to call in, you know, when we got plenty of time left.
Yeah.
You know, you know what I'm saying? You know, because, you know, cut off Kev, call in, he'll be like, how much time we got left? 45 seconds? Cool, I'm going to make it work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, but it's all good because, you know, that just means that this man takes advantage of every minute that we have on this show. That's all that means.
Right.
It's like the show don't go off the air and we got time to spare. I mean, at least that shows you that he's trying to take advantage of every minute. And as y'all see today, push come to shove, if, you know, Kev really just hit me up after the show, I'm like, yo, Josh, you know, if you ain't really got nothing to do, can you load up another one? Because I really want to go further on this. You know, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? You know, so him being cut off Kev is more incidental than, like, mandatory. You follow what I'm saying? That's what makes it funny, though. You know,
right.
But I appreciate that, and I told and Big Baby said, appreciate that, Elder and Kevin. You know what I'm saying? The company, because he's listening right now, and you too, Brandon. Let you know that he heard all of that. I'm gonna bring him
I'm
in.
Glad
right
Kevin,
have a Big
glad
Baby
Kevin
appearance.
Said that though, Josh, because I said it earlier, but I'm glad he seconded that. I'm quite sure other brothers will say that too. But that was very important, man. That history behind him doing what he did all those early years is very important to what I do. I know, and I know Kevin just expressed that. I'm quite sure the other readers will too. I just remember what he put in it, man. And like Kev said, you were very reluctant early on to do any commentary, but got in, and then we had to adjust to what you were doing, which we saw how he did that. And it's just a beautiful thing to remember, have that memory, man. And I salute you, brother. Big Baby, you know that, man.
Praise God. Praise God. We're going to move on to the next person. Then that other 203 number was Kevin, unless this is his wife. This got to be Troy.
Hey, what's up? Brother Josh and Elder Davis. This is Troy. How y'all doing?
What's up, Brother Troy?
What up, Troy?
Yeah, I knew this was going to be another great class when we got the extended version of Until I Rest. Like, I was waiting for that part where you just fade him out, and then you kept playing it. I'm like, all right. So, yeah, I mean, it always lived up to it. And before I get to, like, my question, or I guess just my comment, since Big Baby's listening, and, you know, Brandon brought it up, Kevin brought it up, others have brought it up, we need some type of, like, online digital back signal in the air for Big Baby when we want him to read, because clearly he's in high demand. just a baby silhouette or something.
He's tripping. Oh, he shot out that bit. A Big Baby silhouette in the sky.
Right.
Hey, you do graphic and design, bro. You go ahead and just design and put that on out there. We'll do that. You go ahead and do that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not on Kevin's level, but I'll throw something together. And I'll share with Kevin as well. I'll have Kevin, like, give me the final okay. And if y'all like it, that'd be something cool to do. But,
Text it to everybody on the thread, and then Big Baby get it. And it's like, that's a big, call it bad boy, the Big Baby signal. You got to come read.
Right. Gotcha. No excuses, Big Baby. You see that signal? Commissioner Gordon's waiting for you on the roof. So. I haven't called in a while, so I just got that full neuro mode in. But yeah, this was a great class, Josh. Like, I really appreciated it because, like, full transparency, like, I don't always keep the Sabbath the way I'm supposed to. You know what I mean? Like, last night, my coworkers and I, we went out, we were watching, like, some of the college basketball games, and before you knew it, it was like 9. You know what I mean? I'm like, ah, damn, you know, so I headed back, but. You know, it's good to have these classes because you realize, like, the importance of it and just how serious God was about it. Because a lot of times, like, especially in modern society, we get so far away from it where the offense doesn't seem so serious because you're not being immediately punished or stoned by your peers because most of them don't keep it either. So it was great to have this class just as, like, that reminder, like, hey, man, like, this is something that, you know, needs to be remembered, like always on your mind to do. So So, you know, I thank you and Elder David for this class because it whipped me back into shape. You know, I keep the Sabbath, obviously, but, you know, some weeks you do it better than others. So I really appreciate it just from my own sake.
Praise God, man.
You know, and like I said, I was glad to hear that, you know, it's like a refresher, you know,
yep.
But it's also some deep stuff. You know, we got to renew our minds, man. You know, like, we can't be snoozing on this out. That's a sign between God and us.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying? That's a sign between God and us. That's how the world knows we belong to the Most High. That's one of the ways we let that be known. Just one of them,
right.
But a big one. You know, that's the reason why when the persecution for the Sabbath was coming, and I'm going to do a class on that, you know, because that deals with what we're going through now. But remember, there's a difference, and I got to do a class on that, being persecuted in the land of Israel and having to fight to keep the Sabbath versus being in the land of your captors and being forced to work on the Sabbath. Because I need to put some clarity out on that. Because what people will do, elders, they will show all the stuff that happened during the time of the Maccabees and stuff and Antioch and Epiphany, but we tend to forget Israel was in the land defending the laws and the covenant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why a lot of people were willing to die. You know, and over here, it's a little different because we were born in the enemy's land, so we ain't really got a base or a foundation to set up shop and really fight off not having to break the Sabbath. You follow
what
I'm saying? So, you know, God understands that, and, you know, he's going to give us time to really just try to get it together. But over in ancient Israel, you know, they were fighting back. They were like, yo, we ain't breaking the Sabbath, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't forsaking God. But, you know, I'll go into detail on that at another time. But moving now on the line, we got somebody else here, 530-434. You alive.
Yo, what's the word, brother? This is B.A. out of Sacramento, California. Much love to the
B.A., brother, B.A., what's going on, bro?
Brother B.A. Baracus. What's up, man?
What's the word? I praise the Most High God, man. This one was near and dear to me because you guys know, for those who do know me personally, I work nights. I work graveyard. And I would have to go in Friday nights. And I had recently decided to sign off graveyard because I was missing out on a lot, you know what I'm saying, you know, me keeping up with the house and my daughters and just having a life, working weekends, 6-7 days a week. It was crazy. And I decided, I mean, and the money was decent, and I decided, you know what, I'd rather have the time off and keep the Sabbath on the Friday night and to Saturday night and have my health and just be at home. And I signed off recently. And one thing about me personally, I'm going to talk about something else concerning Paul. And I'm pretty sure me and Josh were talking about this before, but for those who are not familiar, when we read the writings of Paul, there's a lot of history involved. A lot of first century AD history is for some reason being thrown out the window. Now, a lot of famous Christians, they're very aware, like you got your James Whites and your various other guys, they're familiar with a term called, or a doctrine called, imperial cult worship or imperial cult theology. This was very, very common around the days of Christ and the days of Paul. And when Christ was dealing with, at first, let's start with the Messiah. He was dealing with the traditions of the elders, which, you know, the sages and the rabbis who wrote Talmud. And they had two different schools of thought. They had the school of Hillel and the school of Shammai. And Christ was dealing with those doctrines that were added to the law coming out of Talmud. So Christ never had an issue with the law. And then when we read the writings of Paul, Paul is talking about three different laws. He's talking about the law of Moses, which people call the law of Moses. And he's also talking about the laws that's talked about amongst the elders and the sages and the rabbis. And he's also talking about the law of the land, the imperial court worship, the Roman gods. And it's a term that the Roman gods, they went by, well, there's a term that is called apotheosis. These Roman gods deified themselves and made them God. That's why you can go back in the story when Christ was having the discourse with the sages, I mean with the Sadducees and the Pharisees about the coin. And they were telling him, so you're saying we're not supposed to give anything to Caesar? At that time, historically, imperial cult worship was big at that time in Jerusalem because the Romans were the royal rulers. So Mm-hmm. One thing about it is that apotheosis, this term, these Roman rulers made themselves gods. And Sister Ashanti mm-hmm. and myself, we brought this stuff out on Debate Talk for You on the second quarter. We talk about that. If you mm-hmm. guys are not, if you guys want to know more about it, go to Sister Ashanti's channel. She has a lot of teachings concerning imperial cult worship and the origins of it and how a lot of people misinterpret Paul. Because when Paul talks about the law, the common thought is he's talking about Moses. No. Three different laws he's talking about. You got to read within the context and look up some history and find out what kind of law he's talking about. Because they'll see mm-hmm. law and think Moses automatically. Oh, we ain't got to keep the Sabbath. We ain't got to eat. We can eat anything. Nope. I mean, you got to go back and do some history and do some research. So I tell people, make sure that when Paul, when you read in the letters of Paul, when the law come up, you need to make sure that it's either the satyrs and the rabbis he's talking about, or Moses, or the imperial cult worship, or the Roman landlords who are deifying themselves and calling themselves God. So, and in most high willing, I'll be able to bring bring more of that out myself. And I just want to say one more thing, Josh, and maybe when you get a chance, you can get with a few brothers. Starting next month in April, I'm gonna have to take a break from the Man Up segment. And the thing is that we don't want to stop the recordings. I mean, we don't want to stop the Man Up segment. I just have to take a break and get myself adjusted to a new schedule at my job.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm gonna need, if you're able to, Josh, if there's some brothers who would like to fill in to be guest hosts for the whole month mm-hmm. of April, just until I can come back in May. After I get my schedule settled for work, because I don't know if I'm going to be working day shift or swing shift, or I'm going to be in between. I'm not quite sure yet. I'll find that all out when April comes up. So if we can get maybe Brother LeVar, if he's available, Brother Antoine, Kevin, whoever is willing to be guest host to fill in and do the Man Up segment just for the month of March. It'll only be two episodes for that month. So whoever's willing to do it, I already talked to Sal. We can set it up, whichever brother or sister, whoever would like to step up and do it. It's open to anybody who you feel who wants to, who you, if you want to do something, Josh, that's fine. Or any of the brothers in the Absolute Bible Truth, you guys are family. It's all good with me. I have no issue with that.
Praise God. If they're listening, they'll either reach out to you or they'll let me know. And if not, I'll touch base with them on that because I think that'll be a beautiful thing. Because no, we don't want that to take a break. You know what I'm saying? So we'll definitely do
most
that.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. That you call it in and break it down about that different concept of the law. Even if you just go to, I think it's Romans chapter 7, you know, somewhere in Romans, definitely, where Paul talked about going to the law against your brother. But it wasn't talking about the law of Moses. It was talking about, like, Roman law, you know, like suing mm-hmm. somebody, so to speak. So, yeah,
yep.
Y'all make sure y'all check out that information that you said about what Ashanti doing because, you know, that sister, man, she be rocking them scriptures, man. It ain't nothing more attracting to me than a woman that knows that book. I'm just going to tell y'all straight up. You know what I'm saying? So that's a beautiful thing. But moving down the line, 916-769, you alive.
Man, what is going on? Oh. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Oh, boy. Shalom, anonymous Hebrew.
Hey, you know.
First off, you know, I finally got a chance to tell him, Elder David, the song blesses my soul. I told Josh this, man. If I'm having a bad mm-hmm. day or if I just need some quick regeneration, I'm riding in the car or something, I will pull over, go on YouTube, pull it up on my phone, and just listen to it while I'm driving. To the point where my kids be singing it with me now sometimes. So,
praise
you gotta
God.
Tell
praise
you. God. So, I feel like Brother Troy, I knew this was going to be a good one when we got the whole joint. I'm sitting there singing it in the kitchen when it, because, you know what I'm saying, I take everything with me to the kitchen and when you get ready to come on. So, I'm sitting there singing it in the kitchen when we was getting started. So, I also got to echo the sentiments about the readers. Big Baby definitely set the standard. And now with the rest of these brothers, you know, it's to the point where I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to sit back and listen. Because y'all brothers be doing y'all thing with the reading. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have y'all there supporting me.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I'm going to be really quick because I think most points have been covered. As it pertains to the Sabbath, I think the main thing that Sister Doris or anybody else needs to take into account is that the reason that Acts 15:21 says that they have Moses being taught in these synagogues is because sanctification is a process, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you come to Shabbat week in and week out, you come to these lessons week in and week out, that is what's going to get you accustomed to and understanding to come into the law and how to
right.
properly keep it, right?
Right.
And to actually understand the freedom and the glory that is in the law rather than feeling like it's a hindrance or that it's bondage, right? The more you get into it, the more you understand it, the more you appreciate the day of rest, right?
Right.
The more you appreciate the call to come into the dietary laws, the more you appreciate the real reason why we wear those tzitzits, right? It's not something that makes you – it's not something that's bondage, right? I wear my fringes because I know this reminds me every day that I have to live set apart. I'm not going to say I make the mark every day. I'm going to say I hit the mark every day, but it reminds me that I got to make sure I hit this mark. So the next time anyone is telling you or you thinking yourself, I don't need to keep the Shabbat, you got to really ask how serious and dedicated are you to this process of sanctification. Right?
Or to think that somebody else don't need to keep it.
Right. Right, Elder, right. You know, like this thing, like how do you expect to get there? Even Paul is saying, not as though I've attained it, right? He's doing this every day, and especially on the Shabbat. It was a custom every Sabbath to go somewhere and be teaching and preaching his word. So excellent lesson, man. You know, I was going to be silly, but, you know how much I appreciate you, Brother Josh, Elder. You know it's love.
Praise God.
To the family in Australia, if y'all listening, we love y'all. I heard my bro B.A. call in and everybody else, Brother Joaquin, everyone. Love all y'all, man. Great lesson. But keep that Sabbath, man, because
yes,
it's a lot into it. So peace.
Peace, my brother. Brother Anomaly Brew. What's going on?
Exactly. Anomaly. Exactly.
Yep.
You know, that brother be doing his thing, too. Him and B.A., man. Y'all keep y'all eyes on them, too, man. Them brothers, they going to be doing some big things. You know what I'm saying? And I think this is Brother K to the C back in. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, my brother, it's me. Hey, quick, well, I just need a favor from you. My wife wanted you to give me, when you get a chance, give me George's address, man, because when you put out there, dealing with the plates and things of that nature, she heard it. She was like,
Sister Gee, you know she going to be on it. Sister Gee going to be on
it.
Yeah,
hey, Elder, you already know.
Yeah, I know.
Like, give me the address, you know what I'm saying? Let me get his address, and it'll be on the way, you know what I'm saying? And also, Anonymous Hebrew, you got to give me, Josh, you got to give me that brother's number or give him my number because – if I'm not mistaken, last night I could warn you. I think you said that he was a part of he was a paratrooper.
Yes, yes. He got a whole song.
Okay.
Oh my God, man! You know he raps too. His brother rap. Him and B.A. You know what I'm saying? Both of them, bro, they sick with it. Both of them.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I literally went to. Hey, look, I went to Aerosol School, man. I was out at Fort Campbell, but unfortunately got hurt. I didn't complete it. Because my knee, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, man, but Arrow Salt School, baby. And that's literally rappelling out a helicopter, so you know what I'm saying? But just give him a little
KZ, KZ, you press one again. Let me put him through.
Right.
Let me put him through. Go ahead.
Oh brother Casey.
What's going on, bro? What's going on?
What's going on? So yeah, I ended up getting aerosol qualified because our platoon sergeant.
Oh, okay.
So
cool.
He was certified. He got our whole platoon certified because it was 96 Romeo. So it's like it's all male MOS combat arms and military intelligence, right?
Right.
And so if you could imagine, you know, obviously you're a paratrooper, but then. They did the whole aerosol deal for us on Fort Bragg. And like you said, right? So we doing the rappelling out of the helicopter. And the last part is you got to go Aussie style.
That's right. Hey, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So people don't know about that.
Face first, baby. Face first.
Face first, and it's not like and the tie-in is so different, you know, because you get that Swiss seat. So
right.
So yeah, brother. Yeah, I know all about it, man. Like that thing was crazy.
I mean, I know this is that, like I said, Evan, that's why I wanted to give you my number, man. But look, when I was in Korea, right, they had what's called Rock Ranger School. I went to Rock Ranger School.
Okay.
And you have to literally deal with the Republic of Korea, their special forces. And due to the fact that I was trying to go to air assault school, and because, like I said, I got injured and I had to leave, not communication. I was 31 Charlie Victor 9.
Okay, okay.
Now I like communications, and, man, I went to Rock Ranger School, man, down in Busan. Bruh, it was awesome. We had to do that Australian rappelling, and that's face
yeah,
first.
Yeah, man. Face first, bro.
And,
wow.
Man, yeah, it was awesome, bruh. But my help me is in the background talking about, I know you're not taking up your time talking about your military service. I am, baby. Baby girl,
that's
yes, I am.
Funny. Yes, sir. I had to leave the room because my wife was looking at me.
Hey,
I
look,
just left the room.
Hey, look, we're going to talk, man, but Josh, give that brother my number, man, so we can just, you know, get together and we can talk, man, talk some scriptures, you know, and talk some old military slang, bro, because...
Yeah, man.
But it is, man.
Oh,
but,
boy.
I love the conversation that's going on, bro, and you brothers keep this thing going. And I hope and I pray that we are able to go with you guys to go down there to Australia and see Brother George and his family, man. That is a, man, that's a great thing. It's great. And
yes,
I pray that we do it. She's talking about that she don't want to go by herself. No, you're not going to be by yourself. It's going to be.
No, it's going to be some more wives there. My wife is going to go too, so.
She's talking about being on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
yeah. Oh man, I'm gonna be. Hold on, I'm gonna be on. I don't know if I want to be on a plane with two paratroopers and people who used to rappel out helicopters and stuff. You know, you KC and the Nutters might have some flashbacks. You know what I'm saying? That thing and Nutters gonna be like green light, go green light, go.
I know, Josh. It was one time that you may not remember, but it was a while back where something happened. You had like was cut off on one of the shows you did or something like that, and I told you, I said, man, you almost maybe had to call some brothers down at Fort Gordon, Georgia, to go see what's going on with you.
Oh, man.
I'm like, I still got some contacts down in LA. Hey, look.
Still got some people, man.
That's right. That's right.
They're wanting the phone, and then, you know, paratroopers, you know what I'm saying, coming down on helicopters,
right.
Coming out of helicopters, right, jumping out of airplanes with parachutes and stuff. The Anonymous is still doing, you know, he, you know, y'all don't know. Y'all just don't know about that dude right here. You know, KC, y'all need to talk. You need to talk to him, Anonymous. KC, you need to talk to him, man. This dude, I don't even like talking to him no more about certain stuff, man. He, like, you can only go so far in the dude's head before he just like, you know what? I'm good. You know what I'm saying? He came up off some stuff. This man came up off some stuff.
In your blood, man. Join. Put your name on that dotted line. From day one, you are indoctrinated to go hard.
Yes, sir. Hey, he was laughing. I told him about RIP, about Ranger Indoctrination Program. And he was like, what?
Yep, he talked about that in that song. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna send you a copy of that track too, KC, that he did.
Yeah,
you know, part of you know, like about.
I got him, Josh.
He's very vivid. Yeah, you got the information. Yeah, I send him your number, KC. He'll send it to you. You know what I'm saying?
All right, cool.
You know, y'all definitely need to talk. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to win this. All
right, bro. Let me get off here, man. And other people's feet, but take the lift.
Oh, I'm sorry. What you saying, KC? Sorry about that. Oh, okay. Praise God. Praise God.
Troy.
Anything you want to add on this before you get off? Don't go there.
Nah, you know.
Don't go there. Don't go there, man.
You know, I'm just peace and love to the family, man.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. No doubt.
Just,
you know.
You know. I'll be there in a second, baby. Peace and love to the family. And then, but give me that brother's number. And then, I'll tell you about it later. But I am working on something for the travel situation. Because, you know, my wife got the travel agency company. So.
George. Wait a minute, Anonymous. I mean, not to be rude. George just sent me this text. Matter of fact, George is still on the line. I'm just going to put him through. George, how about you come
Uh-oh.
Through if you're still available? And just tell him what you just sent me. Are you available, George? You available?
Yeah. I'm sorry if I got the background noise. I'm just at the Dandenong Market. It's a market I'm going to take you brothers when you guys come here, Lord willing.
For sure.
We got a studio at our church. We got a bunch of rappers and beat makers. They've been already trying to make new songs for ABT already. Yeah.
It's all coming together. It's all coming together.
Yo, you see this, Josh?
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying, you text me this. I'm like, he's still on the line. I'm going to let him come through and tell you this. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that, George. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting you get back to what you're doing, bro. You know, I just want you to just come on and just, you know what I'm saying, say that. I'm telling you, man.
You
just sent me this.
You gotta go on Marco Polo. They getting ready to throw down, Josh. We should be there, man. Where they at? Look what they're doing.
Man, I saw. Man, you think I didn't? You didn't see it, did you, Anonymous? We gotta add you on Marco Polo, bro.
Oh man,
yeah, I gotta get on there. I gotta
man,
get on.
Man, them dudes, man, they got a banquet.
Yes, indeed,
bro. Dude, they doing it right, bro. You know what I'm saying? They doing it right. You know, so I can't wait to get over there and meet these lovely people, man, because, you know,
man,
it's good to, you know, feel appreciated for what you do. You know, nobody wants to feel like they're going unappreciated, but it's really good to feel appreciated for what you do. And these people, they know how to, you know what I'm saying, show appreciation. You know what I'm saying? So I can't do nothing but respect that. I got to get over there, man. You know what I'm saying? Your sister Mike was like, Don't let them get you too good, Josh. You might not want to come back home.
Josh ain't
going to want to
come home.
Ain't going to want to
come home.
They already
touching you, Josh. They already touching your heart. But looking at that spread they got on them tables, I don't know.
They're
going
to touch your stomach.
Exactly. Anonymous already know food is 50%.
Yeah,
we just call it.
He already
we
know.
Just call it pulling a Josh. Whenever you
I will stop.
Oh, no, boy, don't even do it. Don't even try to front Anonymous. You already know. Don't even let me go ahead and air you out. You know, don't even start. You know what I'm saying? Don't let me tell them about that burrito incident. Don't even let me get out there. I ain't gonna do you like that.
Man,
I ain't gonna put you out there like that.
Hey, if y'all in Georgia, man, go to this place called La Perea. Man, I ain't even going to go there. All right, man. Hey, I love y'all. I know some other people want to get through, man. Y'all have a great evening, great class. And, green light go, Josh. Come on.
Praise
God,
brother. Go, no.
Sure. Praise God. Droid. He got another one called Droid. Y'all, I'm going to let y'all listen to these tracks, man, because, you know, and B.A. got some stuff, too. I hope B.A. Send me some stuff, too. I want y'all to check out, because these brothers doing, like, some positive stuff with their music. So, you know, I keep saying they got to collab at some point. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Anonymous and B.A., them dudes, man, they raw with that thing, man. Y'all need to check them brothers out. You know? But I don't see anybody else who just pressed 1 on the switchboard. So I'm going to give y'all one more opportunity to press 1. And if not, in the meantime, Elder, anything? Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. Vote too soon. It is LeVar Zero Tolerance himself. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Brother LeVar.
Glad, brother.
How you doing,
hey,
my brother?
Hey, it's real nice to hear you, man. I don't take it for granted at all anytime you come on here.
Praise God, man. I appreciate that, brother. You're my hero still, man. You don't want me to go back in the archives and pull some of that good stuff out that you did. So anyway, you know, I've got a little plaque on the wall about that day, brother.
No doubt. Hey, I just wanted to say, you were talking to KC about a situation, man. The last thing I wanted him to do was, like, be discouraged because, obviously, I went through a similar situation. And me and KC, man, like, that's my road dog. Like, we chop it up all the time. And I'm trying to do, like, side projects with him, too, just so we can stay, you know, in it. You know what I mean? Because we all need each other. But, you know, I just want him to be encouraged from, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to shoot him no text message or whatever. I want him to hear my voice just be encouraged because, like I said, man, God can change anything, any situation.
That's right.
You got to. You gotta be diligent, man. You just gotta want it. And it's ironic for those who don't know, like the way my situation was, it was the same thing. I was working 7 days a week, and I didn't particularly like my job either. But yeah, God made a way for me to get out of it. I ended up getting burnt up, and lifelighted to a burn unit. That's how it happened for me. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be the same way for nobody else, but it's because of the particular job that I had at that particular time. But, you know, I always hear that they say God works in mysterious ways, but people really don't understand that until you get burnt up in 1,500-degree heat. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that was going to be my last day at that job.
Yeah, I mean, you told me about that. That was something else.
Oh, yeah, I was in the newspaper and everything. You know what I'm saying? I was in the, you know how they got like the little paramedic joint where you know, lay it up in the little gurney or whatever. I was in the paper like that and everything. I didn't save the article because it was like really bad memories. But yeah, you know, it's crazy, man. You know, you just never know God how God works stuff out for you. You just got to be diligent. And you got to want it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a testimony to it. Yeah, I think it's powerful because most people can't see their way out of where they at. They can only see what's been happening the past couple of years and that day. They can't see beyond that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you just got to, I mean, I encourage him because, you know, he's a good dude, man. He tries to take care of his family. I never tell somebody that, you know, I think God is looking at him in the wrong light. You know, he has really good intentions. So, you know, he is heart in the right place, and that's what matters. You know, everybody's just trying to make it, but, you know, prayer does change things. You just don't know how it's going to change. You don't know what day. You don't know the hour. You don't know how much pain you're going to have to go through. You don't know what you're going to have to endure, what you're going to have to sacrifice. You don't know. But I do know from experience, man, it will happen for you. It just might not happen the way you want or think. But it was a great class today, man. I'm going to get off here, you know what I'm saying, and continue listening in. And, again, man, I would like to say shout out to George, man. I think it was really courageous what he did, and I'm happy that he did it, and I'm happy that he didn't stay emotional and elder jock. We know a lot of people do that. They're stay somewhere knowing stuff is wrong, and again, like I said last night, you know what I'm saying, he could have left the faith totally based upon the dealing. So people look at you if you say you follow God and all that, and you start doing ignorant stuff, next thing you know, they're like, man, you know what? I don't want them to do none of this no more. We actually had a class from that long time ago, profaning the name of God. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what the GLCC did. They was profaning the name of God. They up there talking about they believe in God. And then you see the stuff they was doing to his dad and all that. I got mad. I'm like, what? Like, you doing this stuff to sincere people? That make people not want to deal with the faith no more, because you say you represent the faith, and then you do people wrong like that. They like, you know what? I'm done. I wash my hands. I'm done. And they be done. So, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to George, man, and everybody listening. I'm out.
Praise God, brother.
That's some zero tolerance himself. I'm going to do a class titled Zero Tolerance one day, too, y'all. And I'm going to have LaVar read for that joint. Y'all know I got to do it, you know. I don't see anybody else on the line right now. So, Elder David, any thing you want to add before we get off?
Man, I just enjoyed today's class, Josh, really thoroughly. And it sharpens what you already know to be godly in you. And it causes you to press a little harder and realize basically what's important according to God. So I thank you for doing this class and God putting it in your spirit, because it was certainly needed. I needed to hear this myself. I had no idea what you were going to do today, but the bottom line is that I loved it, man. So that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to beat a dead horse. This class was needed. It was necessary, and it was uplifting and refreshing, and it reminded us all of how important the Sabbath day is to our God, but more important, it should be just as important to us.
No doubt. And I think Sound Mind, Prince One. I think this is him. I see you anything he want to add. I think he heard about the prayer situation with the brother Brandon. 315-863, that you sound mine?
Yeah, this is me. Thank you for taking my call again. And yeah, I did hear about the situation with brother Brandon when he said it. I never heard of him before. He probably maybe knew her, but
he's been around for a while.
Yes.
He's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. That's probably just me not recognizing the name. But yeah, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can call in at 646-668-8496 to call in and listen to the show or listen online. But yeah, I definitely make sure I pray for his son in this situation with the hot oil getting thrown on him. So that's pretty crazy. But my question was, it wasn't more so a question, but a statement, a strategy, and or like a tip that I was thinking about concerning Shabbat, because Shabbat comes in different times of the year, right? So right now in Atlanta, Shabbat probably ends and comes in around 8 o'clock. So just to help people out, wherever they at, whenever time Shabbat comes in, just try to plan. If you're struggling with, you know, getting home ahead of time, or, you know, if you want to make sure that you're not, you know, doing any laborious work, if Shabbat comes in at 8 o'clock, plan to have everything done by 7 o'clock, so then you know you're home and resting by the time 8 o'clock comes in, so you don't even have to worry about did you miss anything, or did you forget anything, or do you have to carry anything, or do you have any heavy burdens, just to give yourself some kind of system or structure to help you with observing Shabbat if you feel like you haven't, if you're struggling with getting home on time. You know, sometimes Shabbat coming at 4 o'clock during the winter time. So just keep that in mind all the year, the time of the year, so that you can plan accordingly. But other than that, it's just a tip I'm going to share with the ABG family.
Praise God. And, you know, that's kind of relating to what I was talking about, how I would get slipping up earlier. You know what I'm saying? You know, about how, you know, I make sure I have all my shopping done before the Sabbath, but I cut it so close that by the time I get home, I'm carrying all this stuff, you know, in the house. You follow what I'm saying? You know, so I don't want to be doing that. You know what I'm saying? So I make sure that, you know, I'm up in the future, I try to time it so even when I get back home, I won't have to be carrying this stuff. Now, of course, you know, you're not going to always be successful. You might be tired. You might be running late. And, you know, we all be trying to race against the Sabbath sometimes. It just be like that sometimes, you know. But you just got to try to do your best. If it push comes to shove, you might have to do your shopping on Thursday night. You know, get everything you need to get done on Thursday night. So when the Sabbath comes, you ain't pushing it too close. You follow what I'm saying? So we're going to go ahead and call it a night. I appreciate everybody coming out. We had a good deal in the question and answer, you know what I'm saying? You know, and it's always the fundamentals, Elder, that seem to get the most responses. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, it's always that. You follow what I'm saying? So, you know, we're going to deal with this topic some more in the future, like, you know, like Doris said, you know, but at the same time, we got to stop acting like we don't see the obvious of Scripture. You know, that's one of the things I always, and this ain't the first time I had to deal with this Scripture before, and I'm not putting her on the spot, but, you know, she got to stop trying to put how she feel about stuff above obvious Scripture that she knows.
Right.
I don't be putting stuff on her that she don't know. If you ever notice,
right,
when I ask her about certain Scriptures, she be knowing it. And I'm like, okay, if you know that's what it says, why are you trying to, you know, be contrary? Why? It's almost like you know what the words say, but this is what Doris going to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, she knew when I asked her about the stranger, like, what the book said about the stranger. Who is the stranger? Oh, that would be the non-Hebrew. That would be the Gentile. What does the Sabbath say about the strangers? That they had to keep the Sabbath too. So where are you getting this different election from? Then we get to the New Testament. Same deal there. We just read that in the class. The Gentiles were keeping the Sabbath with the Jews. You read that in Acts 13.
Right.
It said the very next Sabbath came the Jews and the Gentiles to hear the word of God. The Gentiles had all proselytes. I mean, come on. This has been going on forever. So, you know, you know this. But because you got some type of, I don't know, prejudice or personal stuff against, you know, who you perceive to be non-Israelite, people want to start reinventing God's law, even though they know what God's law says. So the racist Hebrews do this with that whole Esau thing. Book plainly says, thou shalt not abhor, which means hate an Edomite, because he's your brother. And you got people out there teaching you're supposed to hate Esau. I seen the class a long time ago titled Perfecting Your Hate of the White Man Who is Esau. It told you to perfect your hate. That is so contrary to Torah, it's not even funny. That would be like the Bible saying, thou shalt not commit adultery, and Brother Josh do a class titled, please commit adultery. How is that any different? You know, some of these brothers are just so contrary. There's no question that the devil is behind them. You know, I had to block somebody today on Facebook. It was this sister named Erica, who for like the past 2 months, we were having a friendly dialogue. And I think she's a Sunday Christian, I'm not sure. And she was really feeling what I was talking about, even with sharing the stuff on Facebook with other people. And then she heard this class today about the Sabbath. And then she messages me in the middle of the class saying, you know, she's getting off right now. She's done listening for the day. I hope you find Jesus. Are you kidding me? I hope you find Jesus. So because she didn't agree with what I was saying about the Sabbath, it wasn't just, oh, this brother don't understand that you ain't got to keep the Sabbath no more or something like that, which is obviously where she was at with it because she don't think we got to keep the Sabbath, obviously. But because of that, now you got to take it all the way through, I hope you find Jesus. You've been listening to me for months and promoting my stuff, right? Telling people they need to listen to me, this dude, he different. But because you don't agree with me on the Sabbath, now all of a sudden you don't even believe I know Jesus no more. You know? So I responded, and I told her, I said, wow, you know, so because I don't agree with you on one thing, you're telling me I need to find Jesus, which seems to imply that you don't believe I know I found him, right? You know, so I told her I found that highly offensive, and therefore I would appreciate it if you would keep all future dialogue with me. You know what I'm saying? So what did she do? She keep on dialoguing me, still trying to, you know, go there. But I eventually had to block her. You know, but I'm just letting y'all see how people will be talking to you and they're all friendly with you until you step on something they don't agree with. I mean, they don't believe. You know, she done told me plenty of times about things she believed, but I never just, like, oh, you don't believe in Jesus. You know, I mean, wow. Over the Sabbath, too. It's not like I was on her teaching Jesus was not born of a virgin or Jesus is not the Son of God. Those are the type of things that would make somebody say something like, you know, you ain't found Jesus yet. Because these are things directly pertaining to Jesus. But because I'm on here teaching about the Sabbath, and she got off before I even got to the New Testament. That's the crazy thing about it, right? I'm in the Old Testament showing what the Word said about the Sabbath. She couldn't even get through the class and just hear what the New Testament says about it. She already off. She, you know, I'm out. I can't listen no more. What? Because I'm just showing what the book said about the Sabbath. Even if you didn't think that you ain't got to keep the Sabbath no more because of what the Old Testament says, you couldn't hear the whole class out and say, let me just see if you're going to ever go to the New Testament and point out anything the New Testament says. No. All she heard was the stuff in the Old Testament, threw her hands up and said, I'm not listening no more. I hope you find Jesus because I'm teaching about the Sabbath. See, these type of things bring out the true spirits in people. You follow what I'm saying? So I had to end up blocking her because after I told her how I felt, I said, that's highly offensive for you to tell somebody they need to find Jesus because they don't agree with one thing. And here's the crazy thing about this woman, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let y'all know what her name is so y'all can find her on Facebook if you're just interested. It's like Erica Jock. You know what I'm saying? Erica and J-A-Q-U-E-S, right? You know? And here's the crazy thing about her. Like, she would periodically message me complaining about how narrow-minded and hypocritical people are when she tried to bring stuff to them. And how they would, you know what I'm saying, they just dismiss her and accuse her of being something. I don't think you're a demon, you blah, blah, blah. She's constantly complaining to me about people who do that to her. See, she turns around and do the same thing to me. You follow what I'm saying? The exact same thing. So I can see why you get that done to you because you run in circles where people are all self-righteous and judgmental. You follow what I'm saying? I would never say stuff like that. It's the people online right now who don't believe in the virgin birth. And I do, and I teach it. But I would never go as far as saying, I hope you find Jesus. I hope you find Jesus. I would just say you don't understand everything about Jesus. But I would never put it out there like, you ain't even found him. You don't even know him at all. So she kept on trying to message me. I told her twice to stop messaging me. I was like, fine, whatever. Just stop messaging me. You know, you do your thing and I do mine. See, next thing I get another long message. So, you know, I just went on Facebook and I just blocked. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to do this with you. You're not a part of ABT. I don't even really know you. And you want to get into this long, drawn-out dialogue like we old friends or something. I mean, come on. You know, I'm just some guy you listen to. You were digging me and what I teach until I said something you didn't like. Now, all of a sudden, you want to just demonize me. I mean, you wouldn't even try to approach me with the fruits of the Spirit or nothing. You weren't like, I don't really think you understand about the Sabbath, or let me hear it out. I'm getting off right now. I'm done listening. What? Even from a Sunday Christian's perspective, why would you be like, I'm done, because all I'm doing is reading some Old Testament law? You follow what I'm saying? So I just wanted to put that out there before we got off. You know what I'm saying? That's what people are doing. They act like they all cool, and they got your back, and then they only go along with you for so long until you say something they don't like. And then they just completely go off the deep end. I'm not saying that it's okay, that it's, you know, it's bad if you disagree on something that we teach. Like, you feel a lot of stuff we teach, and then there's one or two things that you ain't feeling. But don't come on here and be like, well, gosh, you know, I don't feel you, but since you said we got to keep the Sabbath, you don't even know Jesus. Wow. But before I said that, you never said that to me. You had already concluded that that's the case. Like, you know, the dude, he and the Jesus, blah, blah, blah. But because of that, and what does the Sabbath, even particularly in itself, have to do with knowing Jesus? That's what I'm trying to figure out. But, you know, I just wanted to put that out there so, you know, people can just see that this is how people are due. And that's why we don't just be so quick to let everybody into our fold. You know what I'm saying? Into our, because some people cannot handle the whole ride. They can only go alone so far, and then they hear something they don't like, and they're like, you know what? I'm out.
Yeah, as we've said all the time, all along, Josh, the truth of God
is not for everybody. So we're going to go ahead and call tonight. I appreciate everybody coming out. You know what I'm saying? We'll try to do this again next week, Lord willing. Again, welcome, Brother Josh, and the ABT family in Australia. You know, keep us in your prayers. We'll be praying for you. Also, everybody, make sure y'all pray for Brandon and his son. We got airlifted, you know. Ariel, don't forget, make sure you do that also on the Wednesday prayer session. Brandon, if you're still listening, make sure you tune in. If you need that info, hit me up because you got my number and I'll get it to you again. So if there's nothing else, peace to everybody. We are out.